You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Bam! Welcome to Jason Waller Unleashed. That's right, the fastest growing badass podcast out there right now. Top 30 podcasts in society and culture, and I appreciate it. I just got back from Orlando speaking at the PodFest event. Super exciting. Cool ass people I met there. We got to talk about aliens, business, podcasts. You are in for a treat with this episode. It's going to be a breakdown of me speaking to people. Have fun and enjoy, and make sure you subscribe on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Check out our YouTube, Instagram. Bam!
All right, so I got to know both of you guys, because I don't know a lot, but you guys walk in here, rolling in the outfits, sunglasses on. I fucking dig it. Tell me about you, man.
So I go by Moneybag Rich or Mastermind Rich, because there's two sides to finance and mindset. But also, my real name is Darian Richardson, but I'm a mindset coach.
I like that. What about you?
My name is Brendan Boyd. I'm a digital media entrepreneur, content creator, podcaster. I like to make money and help other people make money as well.
So you don't have no cool, dope names like this guy?
Nah, just my own name.
You're behind then, man.
Nah. My brand name is the most powerful name.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Wait, hold up. What are you talking about?
Right?
What's going on?
Right?
Talking about the look. He got the look right now.
My shades protect me right now.
Sometimes you gotta flex a little bit.
This is why we got the glasses, because you out here blinding us.
You got the recording glasses.
I'm recording.
I noticed that shit.
Yeah.
I love those.
He's a fire, yeah.
I use them when I play poker.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm like looking at the cards, and I'm like.
You studying after.
And I look at the people. And they're like, why are you filming me? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Matthew Beckham. Well, they got to turn us up. They turned us down because, you know.
Yeah, because homeboy.
Old man Rivers over there got a little angry.
Yeah, he did.
Old man Rivers.
He wanted to arm wrestle everybody.
Got to turn us up a little bit. Nobody can hear us.
Yeah, if he was smart, what I would have done is I would have just
Drink
came
that
over
shit.
There.
There you go.
Built a relationship.
Right there's good. Don't be scared. I got your back.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. I got your back.
He should have came over here, built a relationship with you, and came on and talked about what he got going on.
I could have helped him sell whatever the hell it is he's selling.
100%.
Nobody's at his booth that he's mad.
The problem is,
because he ain't selling anything.
But the problem is, he needs mindset rich.
Yes.
Because if he had mindset rich, he wouldn't be thinking from a lack mindset. He'd be thinking from an abundance mindset.
He wouldn't be renting space in his brain, pissing him off. He'd be busy making money.
100%.
Absolutely.
So where are you guys located at? Here?
So I'm in Miami. Brendan's in L.A.
I'm in L.A., yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, well, I'm moving to Boca. I'm in Charlotte.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Now, how do you guys know each other?
We met at a conference.
We met at a conference last
July or something.
Yeah.
And then basically what I did was I was able to help Rich make $50,000 leveraging this podcast. And now we got a six-figure podcast without brand deal sponsorships or having a large audience.
Started last year.
Yeah.
All right, doing a lot of, like, what, marketing? Like, what are you guys doing to...
I teach a couple. I mean, I'm speaking at 2:45. I'm going to break down some strategies, but
I got to fly out, so I won't get to see it. But I want to.
Okay, cool. So I taught him a couple strategies, digital products being one, but specifically giving a VIP package.
Yeah.
So like you've been to the movies. Well, I mean, have you been to movies post COVID? I haven't.
I have.
Okay. So post COVID,
I didn't even know there was a COVID. Flu C.
Okay.
Right.
Flu C. Go ahead.
So when you go to so let's say you're going to. You're going to the movies. You're going to buy a ticket, popcorn board, but you could buy a combo.
Yeah.
You can get the highest level, right? Because some people like the highest level. So on podcasting, most people just come on the show, right? But they don't know what to do with the content. So an easy way to monetize is offer them a VIP package. That might be access to the long form, the short form, give them a certain amount of clips, give them some segments, right? If they got a podcast service, make a commercial with them on site because you're already filming. Film a little 20, 30-second commercial, and then give it to him in a package. So I believe Rich did that. I think his might have been about $600, $700. So he sold.
So someone comes on your show. This is how you built it up.
Yes.
And they're like, look, I'm going to come on your show. And you're like, all right, come on my show. But pick one of these packages so you can get your content so you can build your brand.
So yeah. Brandon.
Smart. I like it.
Brandon was a little humble with that, but he taught you how to break down of charging somebody to sit in the seat for the content folder. What happens after they get the content folder?
Very smart.
Breaking down even more product, oriented things. And so my program specifically is a lot more than 600. So add another zero to that, and we have multiple clients from there.
Well, yeah. So that's when you start talking about leveraging.
Yeah.
Because once you have – so podcast is really a leverage opportunity. It's probably the fastest – like you and I already built a relationship. It's only been a couple of minutes.
Right.
So now we're going to get busy after this. So if you spend 20, 30 minutes with somebody, you ingratiate them. You're basically interviewing them, but you're listening. What they got going on, what's working, you know, what's working, not working, what's their story. So then after, you're able to say, hey, I know somebody that might be able to help you with this. I can help you with this. You already built the know, like, trust.
Right.
So I'm going to want to work with you after that. Yeah. Right? So that's an easy way to start leveraging. I call it a pod close. I know we don't have a lot of time on this, but
yeah. So because we don't have a lot of
time, take more time. They can wait a minute. We get off when I'm ready.
We have the audience growth tour coming up, and so we have a bunch of different stops, a bunch of different states. But Miami will be the beginning of June. So if you want to learn more about audience growth techniques from Brendan, but also being taught mindset, you know, public speaking, email marketing, all these type of things, you're going to want to be at stuff like this, especially if you're not here to be in a room with gentlemen like Jason.
Listen, Jason, he got his.
And Brendan here. So we want to make sure that we're around a lot of solidified. Well,
clearly, I should have wore my watch.
Listen,
clearly.
Somebody asked me earlier, like, you know, do you feel like you had to wear it? I fucking bought it. Yeah, I want to wear it. So, I ain't gonna let it sit at home.
So is that a factory bust down, or is this factory bust down?
No, I had to add it after.
Okay, cool. So what's going on? Look at that.
Yeah,
look,
I got a good jeweler if you need one. I got a good connection. Quick question. You know Wes Watson?
No.
So Wes Watson's a big name in Miami. He came out from San Diego.
Yeah. I know Wes.
He does like body lifting, and you know
he talks a lot of shit.
He's been on my podcast, and we've done some things, talk together. Good dude, but that's probably someone you want to connect to help build the brand up is Wes Watson. He's got a following.
Wes talks a lot of shit, but he's real, right? And I think what's good about Wes is he knows his audience.
Yeah, right? I'm not his audience, and you guys might not be either.
Yeah.
But he's got a great following, a great story, and his following is really guys that struggle at coming out of prison, bodybuilders trying to better themselves.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how he charges what he charges these people.
Yeah.
But he does it, and I ain't hating. I said, fuck, go get him. And he does very well. But he's a big name with a big following that you can talk to in Miami. He's got, I don't know, call it maybe a million followers, but he's got, I don't know, 40 or 50 million views and subscribers on fucking YouTube. He's a big deal there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so big deal there. What platforms are you guys big on?
I would say Instagram, for sure. Instagram, I'm on all platforms, but Instagram is probably the biggest one.
About you, same thing?
Yeah, well, for me, Facebook is the biggest. So we just had a couple reels hit, 1.7 million and a little bit over a million for the other.
So you guys need to get it about, we need to connect real quick on Instagram. I definitely want to talk to you guys. Maybe there's an opportunity to have some synergies together.
Absolutely.
And see what we can do. If there's any value I can bring you guys. But I like what you're doing. I love that idea of selling the content. I never thought about that.
Bro, I mean, got you.
It's smart, though.
I got a bunch of them, bro.
Because there's so many people that start podcasts. They're like, how can I make money on this?
Yep.
And then the other people that come on the podcast are like, hey, like, you know, I'd like to see that stuff.
Listen.
And I got a whole videographer and editor does all my shit.
Yeah.
And we just give it to people come on my show.
Well, the thing is this. Sometimes people don't know what they need and they don't know what to do with it. So once the podcast is over, right, they're excited. But they're not going to do nothing. And most guests don't even rewatch the episode.
I know.
Right? So packaging it up, that allows them to, you know, it's just easier. It's like, okay, here's your files.
Yeah.
Here's some clips. Here's a segment. You know, here's an email blast, a text message blast. It's just a great way for them to get a little bit more once the show's over.
No, I love it. I love what you guys are doing. Let's connect. I'll be moving to Boca soon. So you're in L.A. I go there a lot. I'm actually coming to L.A. February 5th to the 7th. I got to get another tattoo, and then I'm going to see a couple people I know down there. You know Clinton Sparks?
Yeah, he's from Boston. That's where I'm from originally.
Okay, so you guys boys?
Well, we're not boys, but he knows who I am.
Yeah, that's my dude. So I'm going to see him, too, and see some people out there. But
okay.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he used to invest in Karmaloop. So when I was in fashion, Karmaloop sold our brand. So, yeah, he knows me from
So I invested with him on that that gaming thing.
Yeah.
And then he turns around, he leaves it. I'm like, motherfucker, I still got shares in that business and you left. But I think it's doing well. I ain't seen a check yet.
Yeah.
But we'll see. He's a good dude, though. I lean on him, you know, certain things if I need out there in Cali. David Meltzer.
Yeah.
Ed Milette, I'm close to, but he just moved to Florida.
Yep.
So those are the guys I know out in Cali. But I'm from Arizona originally. So
okay, yeah.
I spent a lot of time in
I'm
Cali.
I'm about to go out there to shoot like a couple of podcasts.
Who you see in like
yeah, so, Pace Moby. He's coming on the show. And this other dude actually just hit me up. I can't remember his name at the moment. But yeah, probably like
if you guys come up to Charlotte, we'll do a podcast. I got a studio in Charlotte. It's pretty nice. I got aliens in there.
Yeah, you got to come on ours.
We just met somebody from North Carolina earlier, too. Yeah. We're racking up all the NC people.
Yeah.
You have J. Cole on there?
I've not had J. Cole.
He's in Fayetteville.
Yeah. You should probably have him on.
Definitely should have him on.
You had him on?
I haven't had him on the show yet. No.
So I've had I've had Eric Thomas twice.
That's great.
Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, Mark Wahlberg, Sugar Ray Leonard, Kendra Lust for all the porn stars out there.
Yep.
Just had her on. Sherry DeVille, another porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have a porn star problem.
There's
they
no
come
problem
on the show.
With that.
Listen.
They come on the show.
It's a lead magnet.
That's it.
Like it's a lead magnet.
10 million followers.
Yeah.
Come on and talk about what you want to talk about. You're fine.
You know how you can monetize that? How many episodes you got right now?
Oh, well, this new one, I think I'm up. So I have 450 episodes with all the podcasts combined.
Yep.
The first two were top 5 podcasts in Entrepreneur year over year. This one's a top 30, and it's for society and culture. And I think I'm at like 50 episodes.
All right. So let's say you took those 50, right? And it could be like what's the name of that one?
Unleashed.
Okay. So it can be like the 50 things. The 50 things I learned from.
I mean, we're done.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you're going to piss off Old Man Rivers again. Be very careful. Old Man Rivers is going to come over here and beat you up. Okay, well, hey, listen, let's connect. I want to hear more about that. Really, hit me up.
Yep.
Let's connect. I'll give you guys my number on DM, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you, guys.
Sounds good.
Check you guys out. Thank you, guys.
You win for best shoes, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Show everybody your shoes real quick.
Okay, these are their shoes. All right, are you ready?
Here we go. Look at these shoes.
Ooh.
They win.
That's
all about
you
comfort.
You have to. I'm
all
in
about
style
and comfort, right?
You don't wear heels when you're walking around the conference.
I left my heels at home. He turned me down. You got to turn me back up.
So, Jason, I would think that you would have a clothing line or a shoe line or something.
That would be pretty dope if I could do a shoe line. I never thought about that, but I love sneakers. I love them.
Yeah, I figure you're a sneaker
and
guy.
And I match my sneakers with my shirt on purpose.
Oh, my God. How about shoes unleashed?
I think we might be onto something. I might have to give you some royalties.
Jason, you know you can start a shoe line if you want to.
I don't know if I know how.
It's very easy. You just Google it, go to Alibaba. You can. There's lots of resources
out
there.
Is it running sweatshops or is it legit now? Because I'm a little nervous.
Legit.
Okay.
Legit.
Okay.
They're an amazing partner of ours, so they're amazing.
I definitely might look into that. I know my girls, my daughters would want to do that for sure.
Yes.
But I do like the Unleashed shoe line. That would be dope.
Oh, I can see it like jumping up and like, oh.
It's like the opposite of Jordan, right? Jordan upside down.
There you go.
I'm sure we could trademark it that way.
So I could see that being like really all around your superpower and all the things that you're already doing that are unleashed. That could be and part of your TV show. I don't know if you've talked about that just yet.
I haven't talked about it. I pretended I was a DJ when I came on.
Oh, you did? Okay.
She said,
you
what do you do? I said, I
hats.
DJ.
Okay. So you have to share the big news that you are launching this month.
So we actually had a premiere for a reality TV show called Bam Fam, which tells the story of me being an entrepreneur, losing a $1 billion business, climbing out of the ashes, having a top 5 podcast in entrepreneurship, and then rebuilding new companies. But the real story is my daughters, my son, my wife, the stuff and shit they got to deal with me. So that's the story. We had a premiere in Boca. Show launches later this year.
Well, with entrepreneurship being such a big thing, I mean, it's like so in vogue. So many people are leaving corporate and going into entrepreneurship that you get to peel back the curtain into what it looks like, success and failure, and with your family and how your family merges into the whole process. So how did the whole show come together? How did that happen?
So a buddy of mine is a director for a show called Bar Rehab with John Tapper. You know, where they go into bars and they rehab them?
Yes, yes, yes.
So he's one of the producers there. And we sat down in October when my company closed, not this past October, but October 2022, when I just lost a $1 billion business and I was just devastated. And I was on a couple of other TV shows, 2-Minute Drill, Office Hours, things like that, you know, things with David Meltzer. And he's like, look, we got to do a documentary about this Generac issue, about your company closing. And then we kept talking. He said, you know what? Let's do a show, since you want to do coaching, where you go into these businesses and you coach them on building them up, do ROAS, do all these things, how to scale, how to raise capital, and then, you know, just help them grow. So I said, you know what, let's look at that. So he got me in touch with other producers. They came out, they started filming me, going to companies, talking to them, coaching them. But when they came to film me at home and they saw my family, they said, oh, shit, no, we have to do a reality show with your family. And you would be just a piece of that, which I like that a lot better. Because to me, if you're fishing, you know, I look at marketing or branding as fishing. Yeah. And if you're fishing in a pond of only the kind of fish that bite on certain bait, then your pond is small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your availability to get a lot of fish or a lot of viewers or a lot of followers or a lot of people to follow, you know, to buy your product is small. That's what I coach. It's what I teach. It's about marketing and branding. So if we open it up to a reality TV show, now the pond is much bigger than just business. Mm. How many business shows put people to sleep?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm a high-energy dude. I don't want to be putting people to sleep.
I don't think you would ever put people to sleep, just from knowing you for about 4 minutes
My
right now.
My wife would beg to differ. She says I sound like the Math Channel sometimes. She's like, can you just talk and I can just fall asleep?
How did your family feel about going on TV?
So I've got 4 kids and 2 grandkids, and the grandkids don't know any better. 2 of my kids love it. 2 of my kids absolutely hate it. And my wife was on the fence, but then she kind of became a star on the show.
Okay.
Not dealing with my shit, right? Yeah. The more she gives me a hard time, the more funny she is and the bigger she is. So, I think she's found her groove. 2 of the kids are like, I don't like it. They kind of run from the camera. They're in it less. And 2 kids are like, give me more, give me more, give me more. So that's... It's tough, and it's hard because, like, my son's one of them that hates it. Mm. And he's like, I don't want that. What? Don't share that. Don't post it. And he's been bullied because of it.
That's so hard.
And he's a tough kid. Like, he's been in fights. He boxes. He plays football. But when you're outnumbered 9, 10 kids who are jealous that he might have a show coming out, or has a show coming out, and he's got all this stuff being posted, and he has to feel the blunt of that. It's sad. It's like, look, that's the world we live in, where it's not really the kids that are super jealous. It's the parents that are super jealous that infest their kids with nonsense, right? And so it just leaks into that, and it's sad. I just tell them, you know, just do your thing. School's a small piece of this, but it's hard. So that's been tough. Like, people don't realize. You get a show, it's great, but there are things that come with it that hurt. I mean, there are, you know, I had a really nice exotic car, and the tires have been punctured like 6 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are the things that happen, right? So it's like, it comes with the territory. I can deal with it. I just don't like my family dealing with it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the deal. So if you're going to do it, you got to be ready for it. And that's kind of the conversations we had before we started filming. And we agreed we would do it. 2 didn't like it. But, you know, there's 6 of us, 4 out number 2. And so we rolled with it.
Family show.
Well, family show. It's so interesting to be able to be real about what's going on with your family. And we see so much on social media where everything is curated and everything looks so perfect, that we need more of the realism. And even though 2 out of the 6 don't want to be part of it, but the whole thing of what you teach is mental toughness and to figure out how to do hard things. So it's a very interesting dynamic. So first, thank you, because, I mean, that's really amazing. I know I can't wait to watch the show.
When does it come out?
So originally we had 3 episodes done. That was a pilot. And it was supposed to launch in Q1. And we had the premiere in Boca last week.
Which was amazing.
I wasn't there, but I saw it.
Cindy Meltzer put together. She did the whole thing.
Cindy's the best.
Yeah.
But
rockstar.
What happened was is Amazon agreed to do 5 more episodes. So now we've got 8 episodes coming out to be determined later this year. When you do streaming, this ain't like, you know, Hulu or Fox or FX, and they're like, we're coming out April 16th, you know, 1 episode every Thursday. When you do streaming, they just drop it, and all 8 are there.
And you can binge.
They're going to continue to film the journey and the story, 5 more episodes worth in March and May. And so I'm anticipating probably Q3, Q4.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So, yeah. And the way they piece it together, because they'll have stuff from the first 3 episodes they'll move down, because they tried to compress the story in 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And now they're going to kind of make the story widen a little bit and be more personalized to each character. It was kind of squeezed together. So we've got several weeks more filming coming up, and we're excited about it. It'll be good.
That's awesome.
Okay, between the show and your podcast, so tell us about your podcast.
So I have a podcast called Unleashed. I used to have a podcast called True Underdog. It was a top five entrepreneur podcast. I loved it. It was great. But my old business owned that podcast. So I had a company I lost called Power Home Solar, Pink Energy. When that closed, that podcast went with it. 40,000 downloads an episode, millions and millions of, you know, downloads overall. Like, it went with it. So I started over, created the Unleashed podcast, which is really taking the handcuffs off. I could talk about anything. I'm not stuck talking about business and money all the time or entrepreneurship, which I love, but you can only do that so much. Remember when I talk about ponds?
Yeah.
To me, I'm only in that pond. So now with my newer podcast, I have some of that pond. I've had Grant Cardone and Kevin O'Leary and, you know, those guys on, Ed Mylett. But I also have a different pond. I've had Sean Jones, the comedian, on. I've got Savannah Chrisley coming on. So, you know, when you have different ponds that you can reach into, and I talk a lot about aliens, all of a sudden you get...
Aliens!
You get every audience now.
Right. So,
Oh my God.
I like aliens a lot. I don't know why. I'm just very intrigued.
So what do you think is going on with all of these alien sightings right now based on your learnings?
Well, I think they're real. I think they've been real for a long time. I always go back to, have you guys ever heard of Dolores Cannon?
Oh.
So I stumbled upon this, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago. Me and my son were looking up everything alien pretty much. And I saw this story from her and I became obsessed. And what she does is she hypnotizes people and talks to their previous lives. Like, if you know, she hypnotizes you, she could see all of your past journeys in the life that you had before then.
Oh my God, how do you get a session with her?
But well, she passed, though. She passed a few years ago.
Okay.
But, she, you know, and she's an innocent, no agenda, older lady, so there's no, like, nonsense there, right?
Yeah.
And listening to her, now listen, I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I get it.
Yeah.
But I also believe in aliens. And I believe the way she says it is that there is one God and that these aliens or these spirits are angels. And they came in and they planted seeds on Earth to create human life. And this is one of many planets they do this with.
Yeah.
And they gave it free will. Now, don't think I'm crazy. I'm telling you what she said, and I like it and I believe it, okay? And they created free will. And because of, if you go back to every civilization, the Mayans, the Egyptians, the Aztecs, right? The Mongolians, they all prayed and praised some kind of God that came down from the sky.
Yeah.
Statues that they made.
Yeah.
Aliens. Angels. Yeah. It's very possible. Somebody might want to fight me later today, and that's fine. I love a good fight. It's very possible that Jesus was an alien. An angel of God that came down and shared his powers and love and went back up when he passed. Like that, to me, is more logical than a bunch of old people changing the book 15, 75 times and everybody putting their twist on it and then not being able to explain certain things. So, like, that's why I believe that's kind of where we come from, and we're these spirits from that. And when we pass, we're part of that. I also believe a minute for them to travel and see and check in and look at things is a million years to us type thing, right? So that's my theory on it. It's out there, but I believe it.
Okay, so you're talking. So you have a playlist about aliens on your podcast, or we can.
I have a couple shows that I talk about that. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people get a little freaked out. They'll come in. They'll sit on the hot seat. I'm like, so tell me what you think about aliens. And like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, bullshit. What do you think? Bullshit. And I'm like, I have aliens in my podcast room in the studio, and I'm like, you need to stand next to him. You need to tell me what you think. Look, that's Zara. This is Zog. What do you think? And you know, I take it to another level. Finally, they got to talk about it. But I just. People don't want to talk about it. It's kind of like politics. Unleashed. I could talk about politics now. When I owned a company that was going public, I couldn't talk about politics. I had to shut my mouth. I had to be handcuffed. I couldn't talk about anything. On Unleashed, I talk about everything, including politics. So that's kind of the freedom I have, which is a great freedom.
Yeah. Who are some of your favorite guests that come to mind?
I've had Barry Sanders on, and I'm a big Barry Sanders fan. Calvin Johnson on. Mark Wahlberg's been on. I think my all-time favorite, though, is Eric Thomas. He's been on twice, and he's been my motivational coach. He's helped me do speaking. I've been on stages, you know, I'm trying to get more at speaking engagements. He's been a coach of mine. That's kind of, I aspire the way he gets on stage and speaks, where he gets people fired up. I'm very high energy. Ed Mylett's been on twice. He's a good friend of mine. That's another good one I've had on. My kids and wife, I mean, those were really dynamic, inappropriate, funny, a lot of shit talking. Those were cool. It just depends. I mean, I've had guests on where I'm just absolutely bored. If you do a podcast, you get it. You're like, shoot my face. When does this end? Why did somebody book this person?
What do you do in those moments?
What are you doing? Like, when does... I'm sleeping with my eyes open. I know you can't tell. This is me just fucking smiling. Let's get done. I hate to say it. I have been that way a handful of times. And I yell at my manager. I'm like, dude, I don't care if they've got one follower or 5 billion. If they're fucking boring, I don't want them on the show again.
What's your vetting process to have a guest come on your show?
So I send it to them. They usually have to have some kind of following to get juice for the squeeze.
Yeah.
I've had people pay to come on. The CEO of Probiotics, she's paid twice to come on. She's a hoot, too. I told her, you don't come on anytime you want. You ain't got to pay. But when she first came on, she didn't have a big following, and I thought I was going to be bored. So I have a rule in life, right?
Yeah.
To rent space in my brain, I either have to love you or really care about you, or you have to pay for it. That's how it is. So if I have you on the show, I got to like you and want to be able to talk to you.
That's a quotable. That's a tweetable.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's the same thing with coaching. Like, I coach friends, but if they want me to get down and dirty, they got to pay for my space because I'm taking it away from something else.
There's only a certain amount of hours in the day. Right. There's a limited amount of time, so you got to make every second count, and your time is valuable.
And I have friends that are attorneys that bill me hourly, and I can't get mad about that. Like, if I call them and it's a personal thing, they're not billing me. But if they bill me for something, that's normal. That's what they do for a living.
Do they bill you in 5-minute increments? Or
it's like
only
15.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's so bad.
But that's so cool. I mean, that's respect.
Yeah.
Right? Vice versa.
Listen, when you have a relationship with somebody, whether it be business or personal, you need to set your expectations immediately so you can't be disappointed.
Yes.
How many times have we been in a relationship, business and personal, and we're like, fuck, I'm super disappointed right now. This is bullshit. That's me all the
time. Now
I'm like, nope,
they're takers.
I know what I'm getting from that person.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't let me down. Like, I know what I'm getting, so I'm okay. I've learned to do that over time.
Jason, when you lost your company and lost your original podcast with hundreds of thousands of followers and downloads, and you had to start over, how did you do it? What did you do in that moment to say, I am going to get back up, I'm going to start over? How did you do it?
Well, if you go back and you watch the first episodes, you're like, this guy's lost his fucking mind, which I did. Like, the identity was gone.
Yeah,
you're depressed. You have, like, what's happening? Like, I lost my freaking mind. I go back and watch them, and I go, I can't believe I was like that for, like, 90 days. I'm on there screaming, bleh, like, I'm just, because you're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I had a company taken from me that was out of my control that I took the fall for. Like, my brand, like, it was so devastating. It was so unexplainable. It was just heartbreaking that affected my entire brand. And I had to figure out and say, look, that's not what makes me. You know, it's like football players when they retire. I've got a lot of NFL friends.
Yeah.
They go through sad times because they don't know who the hell they are when they retire. And when you're running I have 2,400 employees.
Wow.
When you're running a company that big doing $600 million in revenue and it just crashes, and you have this podcast with millions and millions of downloads and followers, and you're starting over, it's tough. So how did I do it? I got up every day and just grinded, and it finally got there, and it's starting to build again and starting to, you know, enjoy the moments.
That's our exit music.
Does that mean we're done?
Oh, wait, this is not working. Oh, there we go. Jumping in, guys. We are heading over with these amazing influencers to Creator Hall 3. So you're going to be able to hear from Jason Waller and Stephanie Carden and Joy McAdams and Scott Clary. And wait till you hear what they have to say about their incredible experience as podcasters and six, seven, and eight-figure entrepreneurs. So come on, head on over, everyone. Meet us over there. We're going to get started at Creator Hall Citrus, number 3.
All right, let's go. We're leaving.
Oh.
Yeah.
You tell me where to go, I go. Microphone check. Turn up a little bit. Yo. Hey, up a little bit.
Oh, they're not allowed. Now they're not allowed. They're getting yelled at. Okay. So, Phil, tell us what you do. So that, and Jason,
Yeah, explain what you do.
A few minutes.
Okay, so I have a podcasting platform called Phoenix National Network, aka the PNN station, and we cater towards entrepreneurs who are looking to rebrand themselves through podcasting, and we walk them through from soup to nuts, like concept to reality, basically, and get their show out there on all the platforms that we can. We're on over 50 platforms right now.
Holy shit.
That's awesome.
I think my show's only on like 4.
Oh, really?
Am I missing something?
Maybe, maybe. Here, there's a good connection
on
here.
Apple
That's
Podcasts,
awesome.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. I don't know if there's something else. CastBox. Well, I'm on those 5.
Well, you guys can catch up.
So, yeah, yeah. We're on Amazon, Fire TV, Roku, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you know, all of the above. Yeah. Keep going.
By the way, I love your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Those
thank
are dope.
You. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. I just decided to change my look this year.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
He makes a statement wherever he goes, you see? That's how it works.
So any cool entrepreneurs you recently gathered on your team and your network? Or?
Yeah, actually, I just partnered up with a former basketball player, Lowe's Moore. And he has a show called The Blueprint that comes on Sundays at 7. You know, and he interviews guys like Denzel Washington. And the last person I saw was like Isaiah Thomas.
I know Isaiah, Zeke. I know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a Detroit guy, so I know him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And it was a great interview. You learn a lot about him. And so we just got him on our platform last week. So that's amazing. It's an amazing transition. I also got this guy by the name of Steve Spiro, and he's called Master Connector. Okay. And this guy, he's amazing. I don't know where he finds his guests, but he's had several like celebrity interviews on his program, podcasters. And he just came on our platform as well.
Well, if you guys need any guests from the NFL alumni or NBA alumni, I'm an ambassador for both.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you ever need some connections there, I can hook you up with the president of each alumni association, and you guys can get those guys on the – some big names there, too.
That's
Bart
amazing.
Bart Oates is one of them. There's what's his name? Oops. From the Knicks.
Patrick Ewing?
Yeah, well, he's one of them, but he's an alumni. Charles Smith.
Charles Smith,
one of my best buddies. Like, he's the president of the NBA alumni.
Right.
And Bart Oates is one of the Giants. You know, he one of three football.
People.
No. The
Hall of Famers.
He's in the Hall of Famer.
So, right.
Gosh, why am I drawing a blank?
You need
it's coming
cover.
Up. What's the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Hey, it's
Super
me.
Bowl.
I'm here.
Go Lions.
See, go Lions. Okay,
go
whatever
Lions.
You say. Go Lions. We're here. All right.
Okay.
Thank
see.
You so much, Phil.
We appreciate it. Thank you, my man.
We're gonna
hit me up on Instagram and let's connect.
Oh, absolutely.
DM me on Instagram. Yeah.
Yes.
And mention this place so I'll find it. Look at it.
You got it.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Man.
Hey, that was a wrap here. I hope that you enjoyed the PodFest, me interviewing and talking to folks, talking all the stuff. Make sure you subscribe. Look for our shows coming out every Tuesday and Friday. Bam.